Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Gene Conley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brosnan. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brosnan. And now, play ball. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Rice and he is safe. Fondi steals third. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adcock. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Adcock steals second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Wisenant reaches second base with a double. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla bunts in front of the plate. Landreth fields it and throws to first for the out. Conley moves to second. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fondi bunts towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Matthews steals third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matthews scores. Adcock moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Landreth for a passed ball. Adcock moves to third. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wisenant hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Bruton chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards O'Connell. O'Connell fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on O'Connell. Wisenant moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brosnan strikes out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brosnan, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Andy Pafko. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bruton bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Tanner moves to second. One out. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice is walked intentionally. Lou Burdette pinch runs for Del Rice. Frank Torre pinch hits for Gene Conley. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tanner scores. Burdette moves to second. It's 2-1, Braves. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burdette scores. Mantilla moves to second. It's 3-1, Braves. Turk Lown now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantilla scores. O'Connell moves to second. It's 4-1, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Del Crandall now catching. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Jim King. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Monty Irvin now playing left field. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Adcock strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes pinch hits for Hobie Landreth. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is hit by the pitch. Frank Kellard pinch hits for Turk Laun. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mixis moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Harry Chee now catching. Warren Hacker now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Braves. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mantilla strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to third. Irvin moves to second. Solly Drake pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Irvin scores. Chee moves to second. It's 5-3, Braves. Lou Sleater now pitching. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.